Cochrane the Dauntless, The Life and Adventures of Admiral Thomas Cochrane, 1775 to 1860, by David Cordingley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Bill Swainson. He was tall and commanding in person, lively and winning in manner, prompt in counsel, and daring but cool in action. Endowed by nature both with strength of character and military genius, versed in naval science both by study and experience, and acquainted with seamen in every clime and country, nothing but an untimely restlessness of disposition and a too strongly expressed contempt for mediocrity and conventional rules prevented his becoming one of Britain's naval heroes. A description of Lord Cochrane in Greece at the age of 52 by George Finlay. Cool calculation would make it appear that the attempt to take Valdivia is madness. This is one reason why the Spaniards will hardly believe us in earnest, even when we commence. And you will see that a bold onset and a little perseverance afterwards will give a complete triumph, for operations unexpected by the enemy are, when well executed, almost certain to succeed, whatever may be the odds. And success will preserve the enterprise from the imputation of rashness. Lord Cochrane to Major Miller, before the taking of the fortified naval base of Valdivia in Chile. A British nobleman is a free man capable of judging.